At this exact point of the week, I think it's fair to say it's Friday, which, as has become the tradition, is the moment to ask one of our Culture File guests about their own choices in everything from audiovisual to olfactory fun. And this week, it's the turn of art historian Catherine Milligan to share with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Catherine Milligan. I'm an art historian working in the UCD School of Art History and Cultural Policy. I don't own a TV, but I watch Netflix. I use the Channel 4 player and Amazon Prime as well to kind of keep up with everything. I'm an avid rewatcher of things. I tend to watch a series, and if I really like it, I will go back to it again. So I've been rewatching Parks and Recreation, like many people. And I suppose two series that I've really enjoyed have been the two series of Derry Girls, which I think have been really funny and really captured such a moment in Irish history. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, so this is just a little exercise I like to kick off with.
Give me strength.
I want you guys to give me examples of things that Catholics and Protestants have in common. Okay.
Catholics watch RTE.
Protestants love cleaning.
Protestants are taller.
Catholics have more freckles.
Protestants hate ABBA.
Okay, thank you.
What I did a couple of weeks ago was go through all of the Read Irish Women feeds on Twitter. It was a program or an activity that people did throughout April, naming a different book every day by a different Irish woman writer on a different theme. And one that I have just finished and really enjoyed was Rachel's Holiday by Marion Keyes. I adore Marion Keyes on Twitter, but have read very few of her books. And so Rachel's Holiday was recommended by several people. And it was just a really endearing tale. And I just love her use of language. It's something I think we all recognize. And it's so perfectly captured in the text. It's about a woman coming to terms with her addiction and how that has influenced her romantic and her family relationships. I walk to work, so I usually listen to a podcast while I'm doing that. So one that I have been listening to for years is 99% Invisible with Roman Mars. There was a great episode recently about the soundscapes of cities, and I have a real interest in cities and particularly how they're depicted in culture, but also how they influence kind of on human life. And this is really interesting look at noise levels and how that affects how we interact with the city.
We might not have muscle cars anymore, but our cities are still noisy places. We're pretty good at tuning it out, but our sonic environments have serious impacts on our mental and physical health. So is the blaring modern soundscape slowly killing us?
I have very lowbrow tastes in music. I love Eurovision, so I've been listening to some older Eurovision tracks, re-listening recently, and also I enjoy musicals, especially ones from my childhood. So with the re-release of Aladdin, I have been going back to some of those older Disney tunes. A Whole New World would be the big one from Aladdin, and Robin Williams was originally the genie.
Possibility.
So there's some great performances by him.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tales. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now.
Last weekend, I went to the Lucky Tortoise for the first time, which is a new dim sum restaurant on Anger Street. Really delicious food, lots of dumplings. There was pork, chicken, vegetable, all with like their own dressings and sauces, and a really delicious crispy spring onion pancake as well, which was good. A really nice atmosphere as well. It's quite small. It's very cozy, but a really nice experience. I don't like very heavy perfumes, but kind of the lighter, you know, slightly floral. If I had the budget, I would buy Jo Malone, but I don't. So it's something that I tend to pick up on in spaces. I don't like sitting beside someone who has a very strong perfume on, but just something that kind of blends in would be my preference.
The likes of Catherine Milligan there. Coming up after Newark, it's the Culture File Weekly, with an extended visit to an art bank in East London, a belated vindication of painter Frank Bowling, the belated vilification of the Bauhaus, and the neat trick of having ideas. That's all just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.